The campaign of Senator John McCain, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, responded to Senator Barack Obama's speech to AIPAC on a conference call today. Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who was the Democratic vice presidential candidate in 2000, said there was a disconnect in what Obama said about Iran on Wednesday compared to things he has said or done earlier in the campaign or in the Senate.
I was troubled earlier in the year during the campaign season when Senator Obama referred to, compared Iran and other rogue and terrorist states to the Soviet Union and minimized the threat represented by Iran. I think that's wrong. Today, Senator Obama said that he thought Iran represented a grave threat, and that's the disconnect. And I think, of course, the statement he made today was right.
Randy Shunem, the McCain campaign's director of foreign policy and national security, suggested that Obama was tailoring his message to a specific audience.
So I think it's hard to escape the conclusion that, last fall when the audience was MoveOn.org and other Democratic activists versus today when it is AIPAC and pro-Israel activists, that Senator Obama has a different message for different audiences.
Senator Lieberman referenced Obama's opposition vote on the Kyle Lieberman Amendment that designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard Unit as a terrorist group. Critics of the amendment say it paves the way for a U.S. attack on Iran. Lieberman said that foreign policy will be a major topic during the presidential campaign.
Senator Obama today argued that American foreign policy in recent years has essentially sort of strengthened Iran. At one point, he almost seems to suggest it helped to elect Ahmadinejad and has made Israel less safe. And I just disagree with that. Iran elected Ahmadinejad for their own reasons. If Israel is endangered today, it's not because of American foreign policy, which has been strongly supportive of Israel in every way. It's not because of what we've done in Iraq. It's because Iran is a fanatical terrorist expansionist state.
United States Representative Eric Cantor, a Republican from Virginia, called Obama's speech to AIPAC nice, but said it did not dispel doubts about Obama's support for Israel.
Or the likelihood that he would have the strength of leadership or character to protect Israel's interest as a pillar in America's national security policy. And at the end of the day, I think it's easy to talk about supporting Israel, as Barack Obama did today. It's hard to actually do it. And John McCain has had 30 years foreign relations experience. He has had extensive travel to the region. His support has never wavered. John McCain doesn't need any on-the-job training. It's just in his DNA.
McCain's foreign policy director, Shunem, questioned Obama's claim that the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq has strengthened Iran.
Senator Obama in this speech had a rather odd alternate reality wherein he talks about somehow the presence of American troops has strengthened Iran. He refuses to deal with the consequences of what is now a phased withdrawal, what when he voted last year would have been an absolutely precipitous withdrawal when he voted to cut off funds, and the consequences that would have for Iranian power in the region.
Shunem criticized Obama's suggestion that America was outsourcing diplomacy by having European allies negotiate with Iran.
That was a rather strange line for Senator Obama to use. I mean, frankly, to say we're outsourcing diplomacy to our European allies disparages the very essence of allied cooperation. Senator McCain has had discussions at the highest levels, including with President Sarkozy of France and Prime Minister Brown of Britain. Senator McCain wants to work with our allies on a diplomacy of sanctions to induce the Iranian regime to change their behavior. Senator Obama seems more interested in disparaging our allies and engaging in cowboy summitry with unspecified leaders of Iran.
That was the McCain campaign's director of foreign policy and national security, Randy Shunem, speaking Wednesday on a conference call regarding Barack Obama's speech to AIPAC. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.